This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
So, this election. If you think it's been bewildering on these shores, pause here for just a moment to consider how it's playing overseas. In, just for instance, a country that is mentioned not infrequently and not favorably at all on the campaign trail here. That is the premise behind this next piece in which Marketplace's Rob Schmitz hits the streets of Shanghai.
As if being approached by a foreigner with a microphone while you're going about your day weren't startling enough, when that foreigner with a microphone asks you about an election on the other side of the planet, what are you supposed to say? Understandably, most people blew me off. They told me they hadn't the faintest idea who was running for U.S. president. But down one of Shanghai's quiet lane neighborhoods filled with century-old brick homes, I got lucky. Peng Yunliang, a smiling bald man hanging up his clothes above his alley with a bamboo pole, had no shortage of opinions about the U.S. election.
Yeah, I've heard of Trump. Big mouth. They say on the news he never shuts up and he's always saying the wrong things.
He's heard about Hillary, too.
She's not great for China. She'll try to contain us.
I asked Peng whom he'd vote for.
Hard to say. When they're running for president, they're unfriendly to China. Once they're in office, suddenly they're our pals. I suppose because we're a big country with a big economy. If I had to vote, I guess I'd choose Hillary. She's got political experience and she can maintain balance in the world.
Pleased with his decision, Peng finishes hanging up his clothes in the hot Shanghai sun. Outside the alley, friends Hiju and Jade Gu walk arm in arm. They're Hillary supporters too.
If she becomes president, it'll bring pride to all women.
I asked the two if China will ever have a female president.
Americans have more freedom, so it makes it easier. This is the difference between democracy and socialism. Korea is also a democracy, and they voted for a female president.
People's ideas in China are still a bit backwards, but it's okay because things will be different in the future. Men are generally useless. Women are usually more capable.
Gong Huibing begs to differ. He runs the eyeglass shop the two women just walked by.
I'd vote for the man. Hillary, she's the wife of Clinton, right? She's tough on China.
Gong admits he knows next to nothing about Trump, except that Trump called for U.S. allies to stop depending on the American military for their own security. Gong likes that idea.
The U.S. is the world police. They're always trying to fix other countries. Look at Iraq. It was a peaceful country. And the U.S. went there, and now it's in civil war. You didn't fix it. Afghanistan, too. It's okay to impose your politics on other countries, but it's not okay if you can't pull it off.
And with that, my imposition of the U.S. election on another hapless Chinese man on the street came to an end. On the streets of Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.